Chapter 1. Will the real you please stand up? I cannot trust a man to control others who cannot control himself. Robert E. Lee once said that. Will the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up. I used to love that jam by Eminem, and today I ask you that same question. Will the real you please stand up? Who are you? Stop. Think about that for a second. What is your answer when someone asks you, who are you? So many times in life, we allow what we do to define who we are. I am a mom. I'm a dad. I'm a firefighter. I'm a police officer. No. That's what you do. That's not who you are. What you do is not who you are. Your identity is not in what you do, hero. Your identity is also not defined by your past. You see, so many times we allow what happened to us in the past to define who we are right now in the present. Past failures and mistakes don't define you. It doesn't matter what your parents, a teacher, society, or even the media told you about who you are. It doesn't matter what happened to you as a kid. That's not who you are. That circumstance, that situation or trial that you went through, that doesn't define you. It's not who you think you are that holds you back in life. It's who you think you're not. So let me start by telling you who you're not. You are not average. You are not mediocre. You are not a loser. You are not an addict. You no longer walk in fear. No more guilt. No more shame. You are not a victim. How you may feel at the moment does not define you. Your worry and fear is not that you are incompetent, incapable, or afraid to fail. Your deepest fear is that you are powerful, you are strong, and valuable beyond what you can even imagine and see at the moment. You were born with a purpose. You were born to win. You were born to be your best. You were bought with a price, hero. You were born a winner. You were born a champion. You are a child of God. Your playing small does nothing for the people you love, nothing for your agency, and nothing for the world around you. There is nothing special about you shrinking so that other people won't see your flaws or insecurities. We all have them. Who cares? Today is your day to step into greatness. Today's your day to define who you are. You are valuable. You are talented. You deserve it. You are worth it. You are more than a conqueror. You see, every successful business has a brand. So what's your personal brand? What's your personal brand? What are you about? What do you stand for? What are your core values? Only when you truly discover who you are will you become the best first responder, the best version of you. Once you discover your value, that is when you will ultimately become fit for life. What are your core values? Dig deep and let's pull out who you are. Who are you at the core? No. Don't think about how you feel at the moment, but rather who you know you are deep down inside, who you were created to be. Who is that person you want to reawaken on the inside so that the world can finally see? What words define you? Truthful, honest, team player, positive, professional, integrity, joyful, compassionate, strong, hardworking, disciplined, family, life, life balance, health, God, faith, dependable, determined, respect, intense, passionate, kind, leader, beautiful. What words define you? What words would you choose? Go back, rewind it, play it again, and maybe add to the list. And what words define you? Be fit for life today by defining who you are. Create your three I am statements. Your I am statements reflect who you are and what you stand for. Take action. To take action right now, create your three I am statements, who you are and what you stand for. Here is today's winning confession. Today is my day. No one will get in my way of me being the best version of me. I am here on purpose. I have a purpose. I am strong. I am passionate. I am powerful. I am unstoppable. I am a winner. I am fearless. I choose faith. I am fit for duty. I am fit for life.